And hate the sin that is within me, that wants to take God's purpose and 20 from our house. What the word also speaks to me about. It speaks to you about. Because who is this Son of Man who can make such a claim? He is one who is able to speak to a man with a withered hand and say, "Stretch out your hand." And it happens. It is one who wills to defeat sin and the lies of the people that he loves. It is one who not only commands something, but with that very command, by his blood, gives you the power to do it. He is the one who commanded me a long time ago. Believe in me. And it was so. He is the one who says that he is Lord of the Sabbath. What good news to meet such a Lord of the Sabbath? For a man with a withered hand. How tragic for the Pharisees that they could not choose their own withered hand. The spirit of power and forgiveness really changes the way you look at the Sabbath, doesn't it? Because instead of using the third commandment to stir up our own insecure and feelings of inadequacy, instead we see it as a word that speaks to us and gives us strength so that we can give strength to others. Instead of using it to bolster our position, we can use it to an antidote to the feelings that you and I will feel without a doubt. We can see that whenever God's word is being spoken, on Sunday or any other day of the week, that God's power is there, and that power is in the hand of the Lord of the Sabbath, the Son of Man. And that his is the responsibility to teach us that God's word produces the death. That leads us to the responsibility too, doesn't it? The responsibility to make sure that on Sunday, or on Thursday, or on any other day, hopefully every other day, our word will be a vehicle for a new word that has the power. Because after all, he is his servant, and he is the Lord of the Sabbath. We can rest assured that his wonderful Sabbath is being kept, is being fulfilled. Every time God recreates faith in someone else, through our word, that he blessed his word. That is the way that the Lord of the Sabbath exercises his lordship. Not with might and not with keeping people in line as men do, but by promises that he alone is able to keep. And by words of soothing comfort to us. And by encouraging us to set aside time to make ourselves available to that word of comfort. The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. And it's a good thing for us and for our people that he is saved. And we always remember in whose hands the power of the Sabbath lies.